Joy to the World. That is our theme for Christmas this year. We can see it in lots of places. We might see it in the faces of our kids as they open presents, or as your family sits around the table to feast later on today. Unless, of course, you trip on your way from the kitchen and the Christmas pudding and the custard fly through the air in kind of slow motion before splattering with gelatinous grace across the wondering eyes and faces of your assembled guests. We don't need to look to comedy of my imagined Christmas comedy plot to know that Christmas joy is not guaranteed. I'm sure you've each got your own stories of Christmas disasters. Writing in The Guardian this week, columnist Paul Daly has this to say: joy feels as elusive as a Tassie tiger right now. It's a unicorn, a needle in a haystack. I know I'm not at all alone when I say that this year, finding joy feels almost impossible. That's quite bleak. He goes on, the very notion of joy raises so many burning questions now. Can we experience it? By can, I mean, is it even psychologically or emotionally realizable in a world so broken? He says, I'm asking for friends. Yes, really, friends gripped by the ennui that comes from observing yet again, there's no bottom line when it comes to man's inhumanity to man, end quote. It's a fair question, isn't it? We see that brokenness in so many ways, near and far. This Christmas, I'm particularly conscious of the war in Gaza, so close to Bethlehem, the place of Jesus' birth. The cruelty of Hamas, the ongoing devastation brought upon the Palestinians by the IDF. Perhaps the image for this Christmas is not a jolly Santa or a quaint nativity scene, but this painting, entitled Scene from the Massacre of Innocents by Leon Cogniet, is taken from Matthew's Gospel, where the enraged King Herod, finding his power threatened by the newborn king, orders all the infant boys in Bethlehem and surrounds to be killed. It's a scene that evokes the reality of a world of power and violence and self-interest, the world into which Christ was born, the same world in which we live. Where is joy to be found in this world? Paul Daly's answer: best in these circumstances, I often think, to look to the universe, the stars and the moon for comfort, and know that the universe is bigger, more meaningful than the globe with all its determination to destroy itself. And I have to ask Paul, really? Yes, the universe, oh my goodness, it is bigger than our broken and divided world, but is it really more meaningful? Says who? And what is that meaning? And where is the comfort in that? Paul Daly's starting point is atheism, that there is no God. And as such, the material world is all there is. We are alone in the universe. And so we must wring joy out from the world wherever we can find it. This is not joy to the world. This is joy from the world. And we can, of course, attempt this, bringing joy from a cold world through entertainment, the pursuit of pleasure, peak experiences. We may be more civically minded and try to bring joy to others to make this world a better place. But I wonder whether in the end, the joy we might wrest from the broken shards of this world comes only because we impose our will upon it, We attempt to create the world as we think it should be, but this invariably comes at the expense of others, and in the end leaves us alone or in endless conflict with those who don't see the world the way we do. What we need is joy not from the world, but to the world. Joy come from outside the world. We need joy that is beyond our power. Joy that is given and can only be received. We need joy that can shine through despair and sorrow, not denying their existence or insulating us from them, but a joy that burns brighter and deeper and is stronger, joy that endures. This is what Christmas offers, the joy of heaven to earth come down, no less than the Son of God wrapped in the clothes of our humanity, humble and lying in an animal feeding trough. How could this helpless babe be the source of eternal joy? In our enlightened sophistication, we dismiss the Christmas story as a fairy tale. We put Jesus on par with Santa, a nice story for the kids, but something we can leave behind. We don't need to believe as adults. But why? Have we really examined all the evidence? Do we dismiss it because it challenges our freedom and autonomy, our sense that we are the masters of our own destiny, that we can do whatever we want so long as it doesn't harm anyone else? Are these not just other ways of saying my own will and my way, where I'm at the center and the world and everyone in it must bend to me? There's no violence in Kanye's painting here. It's all off stage, implied by the woman running with her children tucked under her arm and the haunting face of the woman in the center there. She looks at us as if to say, are you one of Herod's minions, here to make the world in your own image? Why couldn't the Christmas story be true? And don't we secretly want it to be true? That there is actually joy beyond the walls of this world that will bring peace and justice, that will heal our wounds and bind up the brokenhearted? In his essay on fairy stories, the author J.R.R. Tolkien says that essential to all fairy stories is the eucatastrophe, the good catastrophe, or the happy ending. He writes, the consolation of fairy stories, the joy of the happy ending, or more correctly, of the good catastrophe, the sudden joyous turn, for there is no true end in any fairy tale, this joy, which is one of the things which fairy tales can produce supremely well, is not essentially escapist nor fugitive. In its fairy tale or other world setting, it is a sudden and miraculous grace, never to be counted on to recur. It does not deny the existence of discatastrophe, of sorrow and failure. The possibilities of these is necessary to the joy of deliverance. It denies, in the face of much evidence, if you will, universal and final defeat, and insofar is evangelion, that is gospel or good news, giving a fleeting glimpse of joy, joy beyond the walls of this world, poignant as grief. Tolkien asks, what if fairy stories with their good catastrophes, their sudden joyous turns, What if they point to the reality, to the true myth, the gospel of Jesus, where joy does indeed come from beyond the walls of this world? The angels said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." The message of Christmas is this: there is good news of great joy for all people. And what is this news? That a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. We need not be afraid. Yes, He is the Lord. He does claim our allegiance. Yes, He does call us to come down off the throne of our hearts and cast our crowns before Him. Yes, He does call us to die to ourselves and to submit to Him as King. Yes, He does say that you will only find true freedom in His service. Yes, our vision of the world and what it should be must die and give way to His. Yes, we must follow His way and not bring our own kingdom about, but His kingdom of peace and justice. But this Lord is also the Savior. He is the light of the world, shining in our darkness. He comes to carry our sorrow, to console us in our grief. He comes to bind up the brokenhearted. He comes to reconcile us to God and our neighbor. He comes to save us, even from ourselves. He comes to bring mercy in a world so full of judgment. He comes to bring forgiveness where so often we hear condemnation. He comes to show us the way of peace in a world full of violence. Joy to the world. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. The question is, will you receive Him as your King? There is joy this Christmas, but not what we can conjure up in a broken world. Jesus brings joy from beyond the walls of this world because He is Emmanuel, God with us. Come to live with us. We'd be forgiven for seeing in Cognier's painting Mary and Jesus. The child does seem to glow, as all Christ childs do in art. And Cognier suggests to us that it is to this world of power and violence that Jesus did indeed come. We are not alone in the cosmos. God has come down to live with us. Our humanity is not overcome with inhumanity because God Himself has come to redeem humanity from the inside out. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Will you prepare Him room in your heart so that you can know His joy? Christ the Savior is born. Joy has come. So let us join with the angels and sing His praise. Amen.